I just read a book this last week that I should have read a long time ago. I think that I'll take the time to recommend it to you. This is Dave Breese reporting, and I guess I have to say this is confession time. Often I have read quotes from it and noted other things said by its author, but it wasn't until this last month that I read The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. As proof of the fact that wisdom cries in the streets, I picked up a new copy of this interesting volume for $3.98 at a bookstore on the mall. I told myself, Dave Breese, it's time you got caught up with what H.G. Wells has to say. Now, The War of the Worlds is a very interesting book. As you may know, it tells about a Martian invasion that comes upon the land of England and particularly upon the south part of that land. When one realizes that this book was written before the turn of the century, one is astonished at the relevance that it has for our time today. There are many lessons to be learned from it, but one unforgettable one is the description as to how civilization, which thought itself as being strong, capable, and resolute, dissolved in a fluid-like flow of anarchy as people attempted to escape in every direction from the unstoppable invasion of the Martians. A culture had come upon them with infinitely superior military capability, and soon everything fell before them. Now, I will not spoil your anticipation by telling you how the book came out, but of course you know that civilization still survives. You may want to get a copy and read it. However, the subject of the book will lead every reader to ask the legitimate question, will there ever be an invasion which will come upon the world from some place out beyond our planet? Where can we find about this invasion, and what must we do to prepare for it? If the answer to the first question is yes, the answer to the last two questions had better be faced. And the answer to the first question is yes, 1,000 times yes. There will be a mighty and unstoppable invasion which will come upon us not merely from outer space, but from heaven itself. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is going to return to earth, and he will bring an army which will have invincible power. This army will destroy the world governmental system, which is ruled by an evil being called the Antichrist. Christ will then establish his kingdom and will return on earth, and nothing will be permitted to disobey him. The coming invasion from heaven is one of the great facts taught in the Bible. This being the case, we must ask the question, what shall I do to prepare for that awesome event? The answer which I have for you may astonish you today, but it is this. You can, in fact, join that army that will one day invade the world and be utterly victorious. You see, its great commander, Jesus Christ, has already paid a visit to this earth. You might even say he came on a recruiting mission. The way the Bible puts it is that it tells us that Christ came to die for our sins and then to rise again so that anyone who believes in him might receive God's gift of everlasting life and the certainty of a home in heaven. In the process, God puts us through a kind of a basic military training in this world so that we might be prepared to be a member of that invading army that one day will come from heaven. The way he will put it all together is that one of these days he will come and take all of those who believe in him from this world to be in heaven with him. We then, who believe in him, will be given our place in the eternal scheme of things. That eternal plan will include, as one of its opening events, the invasion of earth by Christ, the King of Heaven, and the armies which are in heaven that will follow him. That army will include you and me if we know him. Do you know Christ? It's time to get ready.